Hello everyone, welcome back to a new episode of the Sensory Podcast. I'm Mehmet, and today we are finally going to finish the series of episodes we started on the coffee quality control and the cupping form. I think we started with the acidity team. We did the sweetness, the body texture, the main flavor, the astringency and the aftertaste, the aroma in about a year ago. And we're finally now going to talk about freshness or clean cup and effects, as well as uniformity, of course. I will also show you like the cupping form that I'm using, which is slightly different than the SCA one, but it's closely related to it. But let's start with freshness. So when we talk about freshness here, I'm not talking about like the ground coffee freshness in the bag for a couple of weeks. We are talking about the taste of fresh coffee. Green coffee is good, fresh under a certain condition, mostly sort of between 40 and 50% moisture control, moisture content, sorry, and below, trying to be below 75 degrees Fahrenheit. And I've seen that in some of the colder places, 65, 70, it can even last longer. And we say as a rule of thumb that green coffee can last about 12 months without showing sort of any freshness defects. The word defect is actually something related to off flavors that we will talk right after that. But freshness is that sort of sweetness and acidity character that comes from a coffee, because when you are losing some freshness, it shows some signs of either woodiness, kind of straw, some baggy or fading. And here, as I say, that it usually it's around 12 months, but it depends. It depends on two things. It depends on the coffee and its water activity, mostly. Water activity is basically how fast, how mobile the water content is in the coffee. And the condition, basically. And I've seen that if you have like more than 20, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, there's been a lot of research about that between a colder and a hotter warehouse, for example. And the colder warehouse, it expands the lifespan of that freshness of that coffee. Now, is it economical to condition a room? That's another question based on the volume, based on the pricing, et cetera, but usually sort of slightly colder is better. And personally, I've experienced that. We have, for example, our Guatemalan coffee. I like to finish them within 10, 12 months. All our coffees are climate controlled. The amazing thing is our African coffees. So our Africans can really last. And when I say month, it's based on the harvest date, because it takes months to on the sea, et cetera, right? So if for our Africans, it's somewhere between, I would say, 14 to sometimes 19, almost 20 months of preserving that freshness. Africans are also a little bit different, because with African beans, when it's too fresh, it's also a little bit green and quite horrible and grassy, especially if you do light roast. But that's kind of the way to assess the freshness. When you taste the coffee, does it show some signs of woodiness? And when we say woodiness, it's like sort of that wet wood smell. You may have experienced it sometimes with wood cardboard. It's not exactly the same, but you have this slightly faded, slightly flat taste. And you also will realize a significant decrease in acidity and sweetness. And that's provided that you roast the coffee the same way. Right. If you like light to medium roast, like we're doing, with all the coffee, you see that it's slowly becoming a little bit more generic, a little bit softer. You don't have that intensity of sweetness and acidity anymore. One option for roasters is to roast darker, Basically to sort of cover that woodiness with some roast character, more like kind of almost chocolatify everything, or to preserve it better. That's the best way. That is really to make sure the green coffee is fresh and to move it along. And that's part of us roasters to kind of plan ahead and have a good planning and adapt to the circumstances of life and on the world. But as a coffee drinker, when you taste the coffee, and you sort of have no signs of wood, that's usually like a really clean cup. We call it a very clean cup or fresh cup. If there's a slight, really sign of woodiness, but it doesn't really affect the flavor, that is still a really acceptable. And that's probably because the coffee is slowly aging. I would say that this is, you may have experienced it if you drink light or light to medium roast, and with a sort of a past harvest, that is maybe well preserved, but still shows a little bit of woodiness without too much effect on the flavor. And then when it's really, the woods taste is really strong and overpowers the core flavors and the acidity and sweetness, that usually it's a no-go. And usually if you cup it properly with a cupping form, it will kind of subtract so many points that it will take an 86, 87 to an 82. And then it's not really worth even selling it or roasting it or drinking it or buying it, right? So that's about freshness. Taste the coffee the same way you taste it. There's nothing to change on your side. It's more something that we need to plan better. And if you taste wood, straw, a little bit of bagginess and fading on a light or light to medium roast, then it's not that fresh, basically. And you can always check, and we should check also the harvest date. So if you have access to the harvest date, you kind of know how to play with it. I'm not saying to have a strict 12 months rule, because as I said, every coffee is a little bit different. But usually when the next harvest comes, the previous harvests have few months to finish, like 1 or 2 months to finish, provided it's under climate control. Like our African coffees, we have like probably less than a half a bag left, but the new harvest haven't landed yet, and it's under sort of climate control, below 70 degrees Fahrenheit. If you put it on the sun, for example, at 95 degrees, 100 degrees, I'm not sure that coffee will last 3 months, right? So it's important to take that into consideration. We put the harvest date in our bags, in our cards and online, but it's you need to take it into consideration with the harvest period and what kind of coffee and condition those coffees are. That was about freshness. Little bit about uniformity. And usually uniformity is kind of straightforward. You have 5 cups usually. I do it with 3, but usually you have 5 cups. And if you don't notice any difference in those cups, then it's just a 2 points for each cup, and a total of 10 points. If there's a slight difference, it's really I subscribe the point. I know that in the ACA form, they kind of subtract 2 points. I subtract 2 points when there's a clear difference, but when it's a slight, small difference, I only subtract 1 point. It is a big difference, an extreme difference. I even kind of remove some points, and so that the coffee can really be impacted by an issue in uniformity. So it's like a totally different cup of coffee, then I may really be a little bit more strict on that. You have this issue with uniformity with lower grade, even specialty coffee, right? For grade 2, grade 3, or grade 4, you may see a beginning of lack of uniformity. And also, when you have too much sort of blend, like let's say you have an estate blend that is among too many farmers, let's say in Colombia. When it's not screened, you have different size, and if you take different cups, and it's like 10 different varieties there or five different varieties, then you may maybe in one cup there's more Castillo, maybe in one cup there's more Catura, maybe on one cup there's more farmed from that side of Tolima or on this part of Huila. So then it may show some lack of uniformity on the green composition and also the drying. If it's not dried sort of uniformly, that's more for naturals. You may see some little differences in uniformity. So for uniformity, it's very simple. You just give 2 points per cup, and you see start seeing lack of uniformity when either on a drying stage, it's not kind of uniform, and that's more impacted with natural processes. If it's not kind of rolled or the circulation of air is not even. On the also green composition, and when you have a lot of different green coffee with a lot of different region and elevation, what happened is that there's nothing wrong about it. But what happens is that when we roast it, and if you enjoy light or light to medium roast, you may see inconsistency. When that's why for those estate blends or slightly more mixed coffee, it's better to kind of, if you use a drum roaster, to develop a little bit more. So you are exchanging more heat to the beans, and the beans exchange heat themselves as well to have a more homogeneous color, basically. That if you stick to single variety, single estates, and you won't see that issue much. And after freshness and uniformity, let's talk about off flavors and defects. So this is different from freshness. Freshness is really a great coffee that gets old. Defect is a coffee that had a potential to be great, but has been defected by XYZ. One of the most notable defects that you may have encountered is a potato defect, often in Rwanda and sometimes in Burundi. And that's basically a little insect that kind of pierce through the fruits and deposit a larva that kind of create that really peanutty flavor that is only one bean can mess up an entire cup on that. And usually the way to score that is that when you taste the coffee and there's no off flavor detectable, you give a 2 point score. And if the off flavor is very strong and make the coffee unpleasant, you basically give zero on that cup on 5 cup setting. And now once again here, I also put a halfway in between. If you detect the off flavor, but it's kind of weak, and that's I have that sometimes with either some anaerobics and sort of fermenty coffee and potato defect. Not really. Potato defect is really really unpleasant. It'll really mess up the cup. But how did I say? A fermenty coffee has this little ferment taste, almost of a ripe banana. Or like a winey character to it. That's almost a little bit licorice, but it doesn't make the coffee bad. It changes the dynamic of a coffee, and also subtract further points. So usually it's 2 or 0. I sometimes give -1 and -2, and that's when it's really undrinkable. It's so strong that you can smell really unpleasant taste. And here, that's where in the flavor wheel we're looking at weird notes like petroleum and animalic and butyric acid. So when you smell like strange things, basically, right? If the thing smells strange, it shouldn't really be there. So that's really when you remove almost that coffee and make it like a non-specialty. Once again, to fix that issue, it's kind of easy. Just make sure to buy good coffee, because an off flavor can be easily covered by a very dark roast, right? If you roast super super dark, all that petroleum, animalic or unpleasant raw green olive oil taste will just fade away, and just that strong roastiness will remain. So that's also some practices that has been done around the world to kind of buy cheap and sell with a high profit by just kind of getting bad coffee. But if you have a light or light medium roast and you detect those flavors, that's an unlucky bean, or it's a kind of bad off bag from a lot. That's why I like light and light to medium roast are much riskier than we think, and actually quite hard to perform. And finally, I do not give an overall score. On the SCA cupping form, you have a little kind of little square for overall. Here we saw the last part. So you remember last time I talked about sweetness, and I told you that I ask actually score sweetness. I'm not doing a 2/0 point system. For freshness, I kind of do the same. Instead of doing a 2/0 freshness, or clean cup, I do sort of somewhere between 7 if it's really really woody, to like a 8, 9, or 10 if there's no sign of woodiness. I give a full 10 if it's very fresh. And you have like a defect part in the SCA cupping form where you subtract the points. The way I do it is kind of similar, but I just do it by giving a 10 point score. So basically, coffee can have a 8 or 7 or 6 if it has like a long, strong off flavors. And uniformity, it's kind of the same with a 2/0, 2/0 scoring sheet. And that gives me, because I'm scoring the defects, basically, that gives me a 100-point scale. I don't have to add an overall scale. And that overall scale is a bit weird, because that's from my past training at the London Coffee School. And I remember that we've been told that most of the kind of overall score, it's kind of an average of all the attributes, and then you also compare it to the other coffee. So it's not super super objective. It's very kind of feeling based. So that's why I do not score the overall. Thank you very much for finishing this series with me. Today we finally discuss about freshness, off flavor, and uniformity. And if you need more information about those, check out our website where I for each coffee, I also give a score on those coffees. We will slowly switch also to fully our the SCI, the Specialty Coffee Institute cupping form, which I believe give more context to the specialty coffee type of scoring. Because remember that the SCA cupping is to verify if a coffee is specialty or not. But by now you kind of have the code of specialty coffee, and sometimes some coffees smell, not fishy, not really legit. But when you have like a full transparency aspect of it, the SCA cupping form is a little bit obsolete. The SCI, yeah, SCA cupping form is a little bit obsolete. That's why I'm using that one to kind of give a little more strict scoring to specialty coffee shops and specialty coffee beans in shops for better quality. Thank you very much, and feel free to ask me any questions if you have.